Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining Your Radio Promo. This is your host, Robert J. It's Monday, February 8th, day after the Super Bowl, the American holiday, it would seem. In years past, it's been getting bigger and better every single year. And, of course, it's another, I wouldn't say a wild game last night for sure, but it was actually a pretty good game considering the defensive play on both ends of the field. So I definitely thought it was definitely well worth watching, and not to mention the halftime show and all the eats and treats and all that fun stuff you get to enjoy on this particular once a year Sunday that we get to spend with our families, friends, and people we haven't seen in a while. So, but back to life, back to reality, right? February 8th, 2016. It's been an amazing year so far. We're only 1 month into the new year. I'm a little tongue-tied here tonight. I did some late-night work almost throughout the whole evening last night, so pretty good, getting to the point where I think I need a cup of coffee or something like that. But regardless, I wanted to let you know that I'm pretty excited about what I'm about to share with you today, and it won't be a very long program this morning. We just wanted to just talk a little bit more, once again, back on that social media subject and how you can stay ahead of the social media curve. And it does have a lot of definitions. And some mentors I've got out there, some guys I listen to, some ladies as well, that talk about certain issues and certain things and with using social media and how it's so important to stay on top, really to stay on top of your game. And continuously, like anything else, like an athlete with the football game we watched yesterday, all those athletes, they condition themselves. They work hard. They've worked really their entire lives to get to where they were yesterday. And that's pretty much for anybody who is into football and wants to do that, is interested or, and pursuing that as a career, whether it be any sport, you have to have one thing in mind. Get it? One thing in mind. Meaning you have to have your head screwed on straight. You have to have that goal in your head and to focus on making yourself better each and every day. Same goes for business. Same goes for your social media presence. The same goes for you branding yourself and making yourself better on every which way and on a daily basis, really. Whether it's doing push-ups, whether it's walking around the block and a brisk walk, or whether it's actually getting online and learning new principles, new techniques on how you can succeed with your home-based business. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. This is Robert J. If you've just tuned in, we're located at Your Radio Promo on Blog Talk Radio. So if you hit the Blog Talk Radio / Your Radio Promo, then you'll find me, of course. And of course, if you're listening, you probably found me anyway. So I don't know why I just rambled on and said that to you. But let's see. As far as like social media, if you're a newbie, maybe you're fairly, you know, just got online recently and want to learn some great things. There's so many great, so much great training out there, so much great education you can attain. And really, you want to do it on a daily basis. It's like going to school, right? Just roll up your sleeves, you know, get out your pencil. In this case, most times you can just get on your computer and start typing away. I do a lot of blogging, and I think it's great. It's fun. Basically, if you like to write, you can blog. You can set up a nice blog platform for yourself, and you can go to work. Go have fun. Have fun with it. Do something that you're passionate about. That's very important. If you're going to build a brand and build something that you want to pursue, maybe you've got some kind of you feel in your heart that you could provide and fulfill a need that's needed out there, then it's something you may want to consider doing and pursue that. And as far as keeping on track on a daily basis and staying focused, if you will, you just want to remember that just do something every single day. Just even just a little something. If it's 10 minutes, if you got 2 hours, if you got 4 hours, you get the whole day. Just do something. Don't go through every day or a day without not doing something. If you get busy with life in general, that's fine. But just get on there, you know, do something geared towards your business. You know, you continuously want to promote yourself, okay, promote your brand. If you have a product or service you're selling or providing for someone, by all means, get out there and provide that service. But by providing that service, you're actually showing people that, wow, this person's always online, always doing something, staying ahead of the quote-unquote, what I call the social media curve. And to be surprised on the traffic and the new things that will come upon, you know, come across your computer, your desktop, even your laptop, or even your tablet. It doesn't matter whatever means you have of what I call internet transportation. You, by all means, can really succeed and learn something on every single day. And with the social media, there's so many different mediums out there. Of course, Facebook is really the biggie. Twitter, you've got YouTube. Those three right there, you get hooked up with those and get yourself going, you really can do a lot of great things. So many great tools that can help you along. There's so many great programs and applications that can actually help you. There's lots of widgets out there. This is really endless. That's probably why I'm a loss of words, because it's really, there's no way you can even conceptualize in your brain how many things are available out there for you. The last thing you want to do is get bogged down with a bunch of information overload, and kind of like when I'm rambling on today, I'm probably throwing a bunch at you. And I do apologize for that. You can always listen to this, listen to the recording over and over again if you'd like. My recommendation, though, of course, is to just get going. Do something. Just focus on something. Staying ahead of social media curve, of course, like I said, get yourself a Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, of course, YouTube, and LinkedIn. LinkedIn, if you're looking for a job, that's fine, too. LinkedIn can provide that. But LinkedIn can also provide you with great social media contacts out there. A lot of professionals out there that are looking for people who want to work for them, but also looking for somebody who might be able to provide maybe social media management for them. Maybe they need a video produced for them. Maybe they just need someone a blog that they want to start. And maybe they don't have an idea how to do it, but you being out there providing a service or just getting out there in front of them, they'll see you, they'll know you, you have a web presence. Now, I do write a blog myself, and I'm going to be starting hitting it pretty hard probably next couple of weeks on a couple of different subjects regarding, of course, bettering yourself on the Internet. But if you want to check out my blog, you can go to RJOKOnline. Let me rephrase that. I apologize. RJOKWillis.online. It's like almost saying RJOKWillis. Online. So RJOKWillis, that's WILLIS, RJOKWillis.online. And basically, if you go there, you can check out my blog and other things that I'm doing and other services that can be provided for you to help you to succeed with your online business. Another thing I wanted to add too, feel free to follow me on Twitter at Consumer View. That's CONSUMERVUE. That's CONSUMER. VU, silent E. That's at Consumer View. Feel free to follow me over there. You can also check out my website at consumerview.com. I've had that for several years. One thing you want to do, too, of course, if you can afford it, and sometimes it's really cheap, to be honest with you, you get a .info for a couple bucks, but spend about $12, $15. Get yourself a .com. Get yourself if you want to get .net, .org, if you do any kind of nonprofit stuff. You don't have to have a .org to be nonprofit. You don't have to be nonprofit in order to have a .org. However, I have one. I've had a couple over my career online, and that's fine, you know. But a lot of people who do use them, obviously, are nonprofit organizations. And let's see. I'm looking at my notes here, and as I was watching the game last night, I thought about there's Peyton Manning over there. Has been around for quite a while, and he's broken all kinds of records. And you know, it's amazing what you can do when you retrain yourself. What I mean by that is, say you've been online for a while, or say you've been at your job for a while, your career, and you kind of seem like you're hitting a brick wall, right? The thing of it is, you always can learn something new, but you have to be open-minded. And what I mean by being open-minded is you just need to just sit back sometimes and not so much get on there. Every single day you want to be promoting something, like I said. But the last thing you want to do is burn yourself out and kind of do like the same old, same old. Earlier this year, John Elway, the former, of course, quarterback for the Broncos, but Peyton Manning was having some problems. He also suffered an injury and all that. But he sat on the bench for a while, for the first time probably in his career, and for a long time. And he basically was humbled. But what he realized was, hey, it's not just me. I have a team of folks that I'm working with. And that team is important for me to get to the promised land once again. Of course, he hoisted the Super Bowl trophy last night, the Vince Lombardi trophy, and the goal was accomplished. But by being humbled, after all, that guy, seeing his personality and stuff throughout his career, he seemed like a humble, pretty humble, nice individual in the first place. But as an athlete, he was humbled, and he needed to retrain himself, retrain his thoughts, take up time out here and let me look at this thing and let me analyze the thing and how can I be fit into this equation to help this team to succeed because of the great defense that they already had on the team. How can I make it better? What could be my... And you got to always be ready to roll up your sleeves, so to speak, and get your hands dirty. It's okay if you've had super success before, or maybe you've been a CEO of a company or vice president, and maybe you've done very well. And maybe you're doing very well right now, but maybe you're just not happy. Maybe you're not following your passion. Whatever it happens to be, remember, just take a deep breath, get yourself your favorite beverage. Recommend, of course, either, some coffee or some energy drink, something nutritional would probably be the most highly, what I would highly recommend, okay? But just take a deep breath, take a few moments. If it's a couple of days, that's fine, okay? Don't take too long. And reevaluate where you're at. And reevaluate and reset your goals. Write down your goals and figure out what can I do to create more traffic? What can I do to create more groundswell in my business? How can I be an asset to the team? Get it? Remember I said earlier about his team? How can I be an asset to the team of people that I will introduce my opportunity, product, or service to? How can I actually be the person that I would want to work with? That's what you got to realize. By staying ahead of the social media curve, staying ahead of your business curve, staying ahead and being aware of not doing the same old, because in the internet, it is forever changing. And since it is forever changing, we have to continuously learn. And to continuously learn, you have to educate yourself. You have to get into some kind of an online university, if you will, and really dig in and start just taking in and learning how you can better yourself and take that brand, which is you, and make it to where it's worthy of your customer and where you're worthy of your team of people that have actually maybe signed on with you, whether it be a network marketing opportunity, direct sales, maybe just a sales job. You've got an employee that's working with you. They sign on. They trust you. They're working hard every day, great in customer service, and can do is to be that leader that they looked up to you in the first place. Why did they join your team in the first place? Because they were impressed with the simple fact that you had it going on, that you were going places. They want what you got. And for you to not better yourself, because when you better yourself, guess what? You better your team, you better your family, you better your whole atmosphere. When you feel good about yourself, and you feel good about yourself like inside and out, you're not only smiling on the outside, you're smiling on the inside, right? And by doing that, you're able to create great positive energy, if you will. And with that, the success will be illuminated just by the conversation on the phone, because they'll know if you've been doing it or not, right? They'll know. It's amazing how they'll know. I never understood that before when I was first early on getting on the internet and doing my work with my previous network marketing companies. I never understood that whole principle. But they're not going to know. They know, because followers will follow the leaders. Think of it as they'll know, and you know what? You'll feel good about yourself too. Because if you're doing it, if you're doing what you're teaching your group, your team, your followers, people that look up to you and admire you, then you're going to be able to sleep at night. You're going to be able to feel successful. Now, if you can actually have those people out there duplicating your efforts and emulating you, then the sky really is the limit with your online business, with any business for that matter. Any business that you decide to throw your hat in on, okay, and decide to take a chance, decide to put all your efforts and go all in. Even people that you don't even know right now will be attracted to you. And by them being attracted to you, that's going to help your bottom line, right? Your income. You know, you're going to be able to feel free to talk to more people because you're motivated, because your business is now flowing, your business is now rocking and rolling, and you're having major success. And by you having major success, others will want the same type of success, and they're going to do, what'd you do? What'd you do, RJ? What'd you do to become successful? And you're going to, well, here's what I did. Let me tell you what I've done. Better yet, let me show you. You lead by example. You go ahead and post your ads. You go ahead and you start creating your own personal ads. You write your own stuff, your own videos, your own audio. You start doing things, not so much telling them about it, but you actually will help those folks succeed because you're leading by example. And it sounds almost like a cliche, and it really is, but the thing of it is, it's true. If you just go out there and just lead by example, people are going to tell you no. Just move on. You know, not everybody's going to follow you. However, by you leading by example, and they start seeing some things going on, your attitude changing a little bit. Wow, you created that video. Wow, look at that picture you put on. You got your picture on that particular statement that says, success is in the mind of those leaders that provide success for others. I just threw that out there. But, you know, the thing of it is, if a timing thing for them, that's one thing. But people that you attempted to provide your product or service to, and they say no to you right now, that's okay. Move on, because there's so many people out there right now that are ready and willing and able to get on board with what you have to offer. And they would like to have success. They would like to provide for their families, right? And those folks that you talk to, yeah, they may very well come back around. But at least you've offered the opportunity to them a particular time. So at least you've said you've done it, and you moved on. But continuously staying ahead of your social media curve, staying ahead of the game, just being in the know and constantly educating yourself, getting with and hanging with leaders that are doing it already is going to be your success. It's going to create success for you on a constant, daily, on your daily basis of life. Every single day you wake up in the morning, you're going to be happy and joyful that you're happy, you're alive, granted the sun's shining or whatever. Regardless, I don't care if it's raining outside, if it's snowing, whatever the weather is, you're going to be happy because you made a difference in someone else's life. And that's really what it's all about. Let's just get with the fact of educating ourselves, staying in front of the pack, being a leader that you were born to be. Anyway, this is Robert J. I do appreciate you tuning in today. This is really exciting for me to get on here and provide information to, and just a lot of times I just ramble on, but you know, sometimes it takes me time to warm up, but you know what? It's content. And, you know, Gary Vaynerchuk, he talks about that content. Just get on there, just do it, you know. And I've done radio over the last, off and on for over 20-some-odd years. I was in a band before that. That song you heard earlier today, that was my band back, the 80s band that ever was. you know, it was a great time. I remember that day, actually, we booked a studio. And back in those days, you already pay in advance. So if you don't show up, you're paying for it anyway, right? So there's no way we couldn't show up. And that particular year, the first year I ever came down, I had really bad allergies and stuff. So I had a really bad cold that particular day. So I was taking Dristan. I was taking all those different medications. I was eating lemons, you know, just to try to make my vocals sound a little bit better. But, you know, it is what it is, and it was a great time. We had a lot of fun, me and my band. I think the song came out pretty good, not so bad. But, you know, maybe one day I might get my old band back together, and that's a dream, a four-pipe dream. But, you know, all in fun, I wanted to be that leader. Because I was the lead singer. I wanted to be the leader. I didn't want to let my guys down. So I wanted to provide leadership, but also take that song, and we recorded two that particular day, and take those songs. And at that time, you know, we want to get a record deal. We want to be the rock and roll, world famous rock musicians at that particular time, right? And that's just another story for another time. My point is, though, and if you're down a little bit today, whatever, just get on there, man. If you got a little bit of allergy going on, if you feel a little down, you know, doesn't matter, man. Because you know what? Your people watching you are going to do what you do, right? So in order to build your business, you want to always build you on a constant. Check out my blog at rjokwillis.online. That's rjokwillis.online. Be able to see some information I provided there, some tips, and also some other stuff there, some free stuff that you can actually take advantage of to help you educate yourself and get yourself ahead of the social media curve and remain there. Well, once again, this has been a great program. I hope you think it was a great program. I feel great about it. I feel great at the fact that I was able to talk to you. Feel free to let your friends know about our show. We do a weekly show on Mondays. We just go at it, and sometimes we even do special programming. And we are still working on getting some entrepreneurs on the show to share some tips and tricks on what they've done to succeed with their online business, whether it be online business or even brick-and-mortar business, being a mom and pop. Be glad to talk to anybody regarding that. So thanks again for tuning in. We'll look forward to chatting with you the next time around. You have yourself a wonderful week. And remember, you can make a difference. Blinders on. Just keep doing what you need to do on a daily basis, and you will succeed one day at a time.